Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name's Kyle, and welcome to The Conversation. Today in The Conversation, we're going to talk about Scotland. Tomorrow by 6 in the morning, at the earliest you know, Scotland has actually made freedom in their own country, and they've taken their 307-year marriage to Scotland and Wales and Ireland and all that, the big conglomerate, and they're going to go off on their own. Will that happen? Also, Manchester United's 4-0 victory over the Queen Park Rangers. It seemed like it was a Champions League win. Pretty much did, but is that all there is? Or is there going to be more to the season? That and more. The conversation starts now. Peter 4:11. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to him belong glory and denomination forever and ever. Amen. I'm trying to think about that as you're going through your day today. And welcome to the program. And I want to start on my program by saying this. Just remember, folks, going to church doesn't make you a good person, just like smoking weed doesn't make you a bad person. So think about that also as you're going through your day-to-day, and welcome to the program. And like I started off at the very beginning, this is going to have worldwide implications. I don't know if you're following this, and you should be following this. You should be knowing what's going on. Tomorrow by 6 a.m. in the morning in the U.S., we will know at the earliest. It's going to be way later than that, probably like 10 or 11, I think, before we find out the true answer whether Scotland's vote to become a sovereign nation, its own nation, and secede from the trifecta of England and Ireland and all that, and Wales, if that's going to be happening. And it's depending on what poll you look at, it's like 51 to 49, or 48, or 50 to 49, you know, 50, and it's like so close. Like half the people are 100% against it, and half the people are 100% for it. And but what money are they going to use? What's the currency going to be? Are they going to be a part of the UN? Are they going to be a part of NATO? You know, how is this all going to factor in? Because I have a friend that lives in Italy. And like he told us, he goes, we were irate because we had 20,000 lira, like $20,000, the equivalent to lira. It's 2,000 lira, it's actually like 50 cents. But like 20,000 lira is like in $20,000 per se. When they exchanged that from the lira to the euros, they went down to like 14,000 if you have like 20,000 per se. And they were furious on a rate, what's Scotland going to do? Are they going to give them, when they go through this new currency that they have, is it going to be almost an even exchange? Are they going to gain a couple dollars? Are they going to lose money because of it? Because if you had $100 in your bank account and you go to this new currency and you end up with $50, you're going to be mad. So it's going to have worldwide implications. But they claim that the oil reserves and stuff that they have in the country are going to be enough to sustain them, to be on their own. They've had their own parliament now for almost 13 years, I think, so, or close to that. So it's something that, it's going to affect us. It's going to affect everybody. Just now, they've come on about Australia and how they fought off ISIS in their country. And they're trying to let the people of Australia know that, okay, it's under control. We've got to handle it so they don't go freaking out and panic. So it's just one of those things that makes you go, wow. You know, it really does. It really makes you appreciate every day. And somebody put this, and this is one thing I really want to talk about. Somebody put this thing like, well, unemployment is roughly 6%, S&P is up, and stocks and bonds and all this stuff are up and up, and all these, the stock market's doing great, and the Dow is doing great, and all this stuff, and, you know, sorry, Fox News, but Fox don't buy, and all this crap, and I almost commented on that, because, first of all, if you're calculating unemployment rate like you did for Ronald Reagan, it's like 16%. Because it's not factoring in all the people like my sister, pretty much just giving up looking for work. But now she's on unemployment, she's getting all kinds of stuff. You know, so I have to take classes and all this crap, and I'm like, well, she could probably get a job without this room, why don't you? She has to go there as, hey, I need a job, I want to work, whatever. I mean, that's a big issue because you got the union. So these people are trying to get union back. If they get union back and they get $15 an hour, it's going to be hard to stop it. But the problem is, you know what? I'm making $12 an hour. I'm making a dollar extra so I can be the third shift to make a dollar an hour more to make $12, $12.57 an hour so I can be a welder. And he's making $15. You better be doing something about my pay. Bye-bye. And then they're going to want to go to McDonald's because they're going to make $15 an hour. You know, there's lots of jobs out there, but not many people want to be the welder. Not many people want to work in a diesel truck. They're good paying jobs. But you got to work. You're not going to be a hand model. You're not going to sit there with one of those De Beers diamonds on your hand. Diamonds are forever. You're not going to be in one of those stupid commercials. Well, I'll shut up for about 2 minutes. You won't be in one of those commercials, but you'll have a job, and you'll be able to pay bills, and you'll be able to provide for your family. You know, Donald Trump's where he is because he's busted his butt. He's worked. He's done. People just assume, well, Donald Trump's rich, I want to be rich, you know. Okay, let me see here. Well, I picked 17 last time on the water. Well, this book says I should, no, man, look at this book. It just says use the quick pick. It says, oh, man, I'm using my kids' birthdays. We're going to win this lottery thing. Well, when did we get to a get-rich-quick scheme nation? And instead of people, we're in this country because we wanted to be different. We wanted to do stuff. We wanted to entrepreneur and make. That's why every 2 months there's 4 new phones out. Yeah, my new phone's got a 72-inch screen, man. That's right. Pretty soon you're going to have like a plasma screen TV that's 50 inches. That's going to be your dang cell phone. Yeah, that's right, man. I got a big screen TV anywhere I go in. I can call from it, too, man. I just can't get in my car, but that's the entrepreneurial spirit, you know? I only see it in the technology world because by the time you buy a computer, it's outdated. Yeah, we just got this computer yesterday, but here's the new software you're going to have to install on it because it's outdated. And if you don't get that installed today, we're going to be sending you out the new software tomorrow so you can, okay, ready? And then 2 weeks after you have the computer, the software they gave you, the warranty expired on it to where you have to buy it again because, you know, because half the 99% of the software now, you only lease the stuff and you pay like $100 for the process. So in a year, it's no longer valid and then you have to buy it. Pay $50 to get a code to re-unlock the thing so you can use it again. It's getting to be ridiculous. But at least it seems to be innovation. You know, governments don't make the country run, it's the people. It's people that make this country great. You know, no country has succeeded with the government telling it what to do and creating everything and running everything. Go to another country if you want to have a government-run bank and a government-run grocery store and a government-run automobile industry and a government-run everything. That's not why our founders came here. The government trying to control everything is the reason why I have my gun in the first place. The reason why we're allowed to have a gun is to keep, okay, you're going to come after my gun, that's why I have this gun, to protect my freedom, to protect my very rights you're trying to take away from me. And it's amazing how many people I meet that, especially on MRC TV, they'll go up and they'll ask people, and they'll sign a petition that will basically take away their freedoms. Then, but what it boils down to, folks, is the restaurant business, and I'll explain what I mean. You don't go to a restaurant and say, well, okay, well, Red Robin failed. Let me see how I'm going to follow their business model. Because they failed, I'm going to follow it. No, you're going to look at a company that's doing good and follow their business model. What is Starbucks doing right? What is Subway doing right? What is Dunkin' Donuts doing right? What is Applebee's doing right? And you're going to follow that business model. Well, you can't know where you're going if you don't know your path. And when you go to a college campus with a camera and you just randomly pick people, well, who did the U.S. get their independence from? Russia. What do you mean? You stupid, in Russia? China, are you kidding me? We got rid of Adolf Hitler, man. It was Germany. We wouldn't be free if it wasn't for us taking down Germany, man. We got our independence from Germany. Well, somewhat we did, because all the pieces and the puzzle worked together for Hitler to take over the world, and we should be speaking German, but we're not. But our true independence came from Britain. But when you go to a college campus and people don't even know basic facts like that. What was the Civil War? Well, Civil Wars. I thought it was a silver war. I thought it was a war on silver. Oh, you meant civil war. Well, what I think it was these people were not civilized and they fought with them to get them civilized. Okay, it was around Abraham Lincoln's time, folks, when the North and the South are fighting over slavery. Because the Democrat South and all those Democrats wanted to keep slaves and all this stuff, and the people in the North were not having it, and the whole war broke out. But you got to know your history, folks. How can you go forward if you don't know your past? How can you decide, well, how are we going to run with this restaurant if you don't know a past? If you don't know, okay, well, what's happened in the past? What has succeeded? What hasn't succeeded? But then again, don't give up. Firstly, do not give up, folks. We did a hot dog bun. We did a Hebrew National Kosher hot dog, one of the big ones, on a pretzel bun with cheddar cheese, mayonnaise sauce on one side, and a mustard on the other, with pickle relish, homemade, all this stuff. Why here we run a damn pretzel bun? Yada, yada, yada. Guess what? Now, everywhere you go, everything's on a pretzel bun. Everybody has pretzel bun this, pretzel bun that. You can get pretzel chips now with like a thin wafer pretzel. We couldn't get rid of them. We had to throw them in the garbage. No one wanted a pretzel bun. Now everyone is, now it's like the best thing since sliced bread. So knowing your past is good. But it doesn't always, the past is always equal to the future. Just because something didn't work in the past doesn't mean it can't be tweaked and work in the future. So, it's just, you know, there's this claim that all these stocks and stuff are up and our country's better and Barack Obama raves about how great this country is and I look and, like I'll tell you, 65 years of age and under, the median household income is down 11%. How is that great? And it's like 4 or 5% in the upper echelon. And the reason why it's down that much is mainly just because a lot of those people are near the end of that. You know, they got the great job and they stayed there for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. So it's just one of those things that, you know, if 65 and under pay is down 11%, 50% of the people believe they're still in a recession. They don't believe it's getting, it's kind of a mix because they either believe, we're, a lot of people believe we're just stagnant. We're not getting worse, but we're not getting better. Some people believe we're getting worse. You know, so I don't know where they get all this happy-go-lucky to all these, you know. And like I say, the reason why you buy gold and silver is because usually when they're doing great, stocks and bonds are bad, and vice versa. Or if gold and silver is doing great, and platinum and palladium are doing great, the dollar is tanking. The dollar can't be too valuable if gold's at like 13, 14, 1500 an ounce around in that region for the past, like, year. You know, silver being 30 to 20, you know, anywhere from 18 to 30 bucks an ounce. You know, that's why you invest in those, for a hedge against inflation. So when the dollar tanks, your gold and silver is worth more. So, you know, the unemployment rate and all this crap, that really isn't make that big of a factor. Because if your median household income is down, the main portion of this country is suffering. A lot of people don't want to start a business because, okay, how am I going to be affected by Obamacare? How is this going to affect me? How am I going to, not saying that the private sector isn't growing at all, but it's not going fast enough. And they're the part that creates jobs. The government's not going to create jobs. You are the government. If they take out a loan, aka stimulus bill, you're going to pay for it. It's amazing how many people don't realize, well, I never thought about wondering where the money for Obamacare is going to come from. Are you crazy? You're going to support a bill that controls one-sixth of this nation's economy, and you're not even going to have a clue who's paying for it, where it's coming from, and you're supporting it? You know, where does this, like I told my girl last night, Melissa, I said, where does the Constitution guarantee your right not to be offended? Well, see here, I'm offended by that cross. Well, you know what? People died in World War II for that cross. That is a memorial to them. Oh, we got to cover it up, and they might even be taken down because atheists are offended. I mean, what in the... I would say, well, you know what, sir? If you're offended by that, then I'll go help you pack. If you're offended by people that died, so you could have... Oh, most people don't want freedom. They want the government to have all the weapons. I seriously want to do this. I want to get some people and go up to like that when they have those protests at like the NRA headquarters and stuff and say, well, if you're for the banning of guns, then what do you want cops to have? Because then you're not truly banning weapons. Cops won't need guns if they're completely banned. I mean, think about it like this. They ban cocaine, heroin, and meth, and look at how hard it is to get. I say it's not hard to get at all. I could get anything you wanted. All you have to do is just ask around and ask people. Gain their trust, except for maybe not in the cover. Let's ban guns so that they can be as obsolete as cocaine and heroin and marijuana. Yeah. Oh, but this is a segue into something I really wanted to talk about that my girl brought up. That it's just, I guess, now, Tramadol, a non-narcotic medication that they use to help with pain, I assumed it was like a Advil, like an anti-inflammatory type thing. Well, it is now, guess what, a controlled substance. So depending where you live, you might have to sign a contract and piss every 3 months or 4 months to prove you're taking it and you're using anything else. And what's funny is it could be on a, well, it's not all funny, but if you're on a medical marijuana program, you probably need any term at all, but if you're using it, then you could lose your contract and all this crap. Just like the gums and stuff I use, my oil I use. If it tests positive for marijuana in any form, I'm done. I get lost on my medications. But at some point, you got to stand up for what you know is right. You know? You go to Colorado, because I educate the uneducated. Like, I educated my sister, and I think, what the hell? She didn't know what CBDs were. Like, CBDs have been shown in laboratory test tubes to kill 100% of the tumor. So that's great, but rats won't do anything. In the rats and mice, about 30% of all the rats and mice were 100% cancer or tumor-free. And if they didn't kill the tumor or cancer 100%, what it did kill, it didn't kill anything else. Well, it might be stuff legal. I'm like, huh, yeah, why isn't a cure for diabetes coming out? First of all, they may not be able to, they may not have a cure. Well, supposedly they do. If I have a kid, suppose I can take my, my embryonic fluid and I can cure my sister. You know? So, it's just one of those things that for me, I'm like, well, it's called profits. If I can get off of 10 medications, why would they want me to use cannabis? You know, because then, I think the fact that they've lied about life outside our planet for so long, now they don't know what to do. Because, okay, this lie's been going on so long, if they come out with the fact that, okay, yeah, we've known since 1920 that life exists outside our planet, we've had captured discs or whatever, what do we do now? And I kind of feel it's the same way. What are they going to do if they all of a sudden say, well, now we believe marijuana is so great. Like, okay, well, for years you said it was so bad. You know, what else do they hide from me? You know, if they got to come clean about, well, marijuana is actually, it's basically educating the people to think it's dangerous and deadly and all this crap and trying to convince all this governmental propaganda for years and years and years about how dangerous it is. But to think that you have to take a piss test for tramadol now in some states, it's ridiculous. I don't get it. I don't know. I think it's going to get worse. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to go to pain management clinic just to get a Tylenol. Well, you can only have a 2-week supply, and you're going to have to come back here. But in a week, you're going to have to come back and be piss tested to make sure you're taking your Tylenol. Well, I just got a headache today, isn't it? Well, we just can't give it to you just for like a one-time headache. I mean, I think it's only going to get worse, the medical. I really do. Because, yes, tramadol is considered possibly addictive. What justifies that? You know, when is there going to be, okay, what's the ground basis for that? So they can say, okay, well, if this, because then you could say anything is. Anything. All you have to do is just make up some reason why you think this might be addicted, and pretty soon, okay, well, yep. Nephium could be addictive because, hey, guess what? I feel great when I have those acid reflux. I'm just going to pop pills like crazy. I'm addicted now. You know? It's crazy. I don't get it, and someone knows, please let me know. Someone knows why they're doing this, please let me know. Well, I have a theory of all these people that I'm pro wrestler and I used to take 96, you know what I'm saying? I don't get it, but now on to my fateful rant. The great part of the program where you would swear we had a Premier League title or a Champions League victory when we beat the Queen's Park Rangers 4-0. That's bad when you swear it was a Champions League victory when you beat Queen's Park Rangers. But he's got his own players, and they're doing, and he's, a lot of people realize, if you have players that aren't doing what they, like if you're a more defensive type manager or more, you know, striker manager or whatever, if you have more strikers and you're a more defensive person or whatever, you want to have players that fit the way you play the game. And you may not have those players. And now that he's got the players that he wants that play his style of football, now we can really see how this team is going to progress and how they're going to do. I think it'll be a, we'll see when they take on a Everton or a Chelsea, you know, or a pretty decent team. And if they take on the Scouts, is, you know, like, we're going to have them wonders, you know. We'll know it's bad if they lose. We'll know it's wrong. But, you know, this is one game. They won 4-0. Some of the players, the new players, got some great, a great game. You know, I think he's a great manager, and we're moving in the right direction. And I think you got to give him time. I mean, if the midseason came around and he was still losing, then you got to say, okay, you got your players you wanted. You're doing what you're doing, and it's not working. You know, I think it's going to go in the right direction. I think we're headed in the right direction, and it's good. I like who he's got, you know, and they're excited to be there. They're genuinely, like, almost like my dream. I get to play for United here, and they don't want to mess it up. And they understand the manager. Sometimes I wish the manager was just like, you know, speak in Spanish and just have someone translate. Sometimes I think it'd be better, huh? They're not going to send me or anyone, you know? But speaking of the devil, I got like about 2.5 minutes left, you know? And I went to this, there was a Polish market up when we went to my, up with my sister in Chicago, we went to this Polish market, and it's really authentic. And I got some stuff for my girl in there. Like, I bought Mentos, just to show her. These, they're not getting American stuff a lot of the time. These Mentos are from Poland. Everything is in Polish. It is 38 grams weight. And, like, all the stuff is in Polish and everything. And it's crazy. I mean, like, a lot of the stuff they get is not like the, you know, imported, you know, made for so-and-so by, where it's made in, like, England or Scotland or Poland or whatever for this American company and imported, and they, no, some, a lot of this stuff, if you can't read Polish, you won't understand any of it. You won't, because there's no, you know, some of them, they do actually put, like, an American nutrition label on it. You know, it says nutrition facts and what's in it, but a lot of this stuff didn't have that. And if you don't know Polish, you're screwed. But it's authentic stuff. It's really good. And they have, like a porcini mushroom. They have the sauerkraut with the mushrooms in it. Oh, I bought three. I should have bought, like, 5 jars because I love it. But I got 3. I'm like, it's only 3.5 hours away. I'll go up there again because it's like a grocery store now. So, but it was, it's just neat. And we went to an Italian place that got some sea salt caramel gelato. Nice. It was just, it was a long, long day yesterday. But just going to that Polish store, just like, oh yeah. And they, I mean, they get a lot of, like, foreign exchange people, and, you know, and they speak Polish, and for a while there, if you didn't speak any, you'd just, like, be speaking, like, little English, but they just speak with little English, they need you, and you'd be pointing, you know, whatever. Or if you wanted, like, strawberry jam, you just point out, like, a strawberry thing and, like, you know, try to, you're on your own, basically. But, anywho, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Good luck to my red coming up this week, and to Scotland and their vote. I wish them the best, whichever way it goes. God bless you all, and until next week, take care and goodbye.